Breathing and diaphragm attack. This is a good time to talk about breathing properly from the diaphragm and using proper breathing along with some of the throat or epiglottis control we just learned in the vibrato section to learn a new and powerful way to attack our notes. Hopefully all you people out there are breathing, and I'm sure you are, but I'm also sure that many of you are not breathing correctly. Anything you read about correct breathing, whether it's yogic breathing or breathing for singers or actors, talks about diaphragmatic breathing, breathing from the diaphragm and not from the chest. Do a little observation. Watch somebody and watch how they breathe. Most people, when they inhale, you'll see their chest move right away. This tells you that they're breathing very shallowly. They're not filling the bottom of their lungs. Now, if you breathe properly, it's like pouring water into a glass. The bottom of the glass fills before the top. If you breathe correctly, filling the bottom of your lungs first, before finally filling the top, when you breathe from the diaphragm, your stomach will expand as you fill the bottom part of your lungs, and then your chest will only move at the end as you finally fill your lungs to their capacity. And when you exhale, the reverse is true. Your chest contracts first, and then your diaphragm and stomach pull in as you expel the last of the air. You should observe your own breathing and see if you're breathing correctly. Now you can work on this. Just stand up, expel all the air, and get ready to take a deep breath. As you breathe in, even if you have to do it artificially, just push your stomach out and try to keep your chest still. And take in as much air as you can without moving your chest. And then finally, at the end, expand your chest to take in the last bit of air. Then reverse the process as you exhale. If you practice this a few times throughout the day and you try to be conscious of how you're breathing, after a while, you're going to start breathing diaphragmatically as a matter of course. And when you breathe through your diaphragm, you can use that in conjunction with a bit of throat control to get an extremely powerful and percussive attack on your notes. In order to do this, think of a cough. Think of slowing a cough down. Put it in slow motion, and you'll realize that what's really happening is that you're building up pressure inside, and it's caught in your throat, caught right there at the epiglottis. And when you release that, the air is released with an explosive rush because of the pressure built up behind it. Like, now if you reverse that and think of drawing in from your diaphragm, keeping the epiglottis closed and almost creating a vacuum behind it, so that when you pop it open, the air rushes in, and because of the vacuum that's been created, it rushes in with an explosive force. So on an inward breath, it would be like this. And that's kind of what you do as you attack your note. Let's work on this. Start very gently, using just enough force to produce your vibrato, just as we did before. Now, increase the force and volume. You should be breathing from your diaphragm and popping your epiglottis open on those beats. Now, just play your vibrato, but at every eighth beat, inhale forcefully from the diaphragm as you pop the epiglottis. The note should explode out of the pack, so to speak. Now, try to get it every third beat. This is a good way to practice this technique. So instead of starting with an open breath, or even using a consonant sound like a T for a sharp attack, this technique offers the sharpest and most percussive attack. You can use it with tongue blocking as well. So it could give us the difference between this and now, And you can hear that it's very sharp and percussive, much more so than just using a T articulation at the start of your note and saying it. This type of attack is extremely effective. It's dramatic, it's percussive. It gives us another tool to create contrast in our playing.